I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1163. Your job, not your job. Oh boy, it's hard for us to stay in our own lane, isn't it? We often weave into our family member or coworker or neighbor or friend's lanes. We kind of meddle in their lives because, after all, we know what's right. And because we know what they need to know, we want them to know what we know so they can know what we know so they can live the best life too. Well, today, let's remember what is your job and not your job. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus told us to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as ourselves. Sometimes in our zest for loving others, we end up doing something that God didn't call us to do. So let's agree on some things first, shall we? Jesus is Lord. Jesus loves us. Jesus wants the world to know and love him. Jesus invites all to come into a relationship with him. And Jesus wants us to convert people to him. Oh, wait. Not the last one. Dieter Fruthoff, I didn't make that up, wrote, "Understand, that's not your job to convert people. That is the role of the Holy Spirit. Your role is to share what is on your heart and to live consistent in your beliefs." Boom! I hope you can receive that word today as good news, because it ought to be a relief. Hallelujah! It's not my responsibility to convert my friends and family to Jesus. I don't have to take that on my shoulders. That's not my job. Before Jesus ascended, we have his words in Acts 1:8. He said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." A witness is not an enforcer. It doesn't really work that way anyway, does it? Witnesses testify to what they know to be true by their life and their lips. Okay, how do we do that? Well, what's our job? Jesus said that others will know that we are his disciples by our doctrines. No. Our church buildings. Nope again. Our programs. Another negative. You know the answer. Jesus said others will know that we are his disciples by our love. He said in another place that they'll see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. It's by our love. And that's why I'm so high on T2G. We walk with Jesus so we can talk about Jesus, always ready to give an answer for the hope that we have. As you walk through life with Jesus, you simply show and tell what you know to be true and what you've received. You see, a witness is not a judge. Focus on your walk and your talk, and then let the Spirit do his work. Here's the great question. Is there a relationship where you know you've been trying too hard? You've been going beyond witness, and you've been driving in the Spirit's lane instead. Let's pray. Oh God, we do care for those who don't know you. We want others to experience the freedom and forgiveness that Jesus offers, especially, God, the people on our hearts that we already love. We see the brokenness in their lives, and sometimes it's getting worse. And we know that you took our brokenness and you made us new, and we want that for them. But sometimes, Lord, in our zeal, we overstep our place, and we try to force what can't be forced. And sometimes, even with the best of intentions, we make it worse, harder for someone to come to you. Forgive us. Help us to be witnesses, not judges or bailiffs or jailers, not even probation officers. Draw people to the good and beautiful Savior, Spirit. Let us be a part of the journey, but remind us what is our job and not our job. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1164. And in the meantime, who has the Lord put on your heart to pray for? Maybe it's a child or a parent or a close friend. You want them to love Jesus like you do and to know his love for them, but it's just not happening. In that hard place, be present. Keep on loving with your life. Don't stop praying. God is moving even when we can't see it. We don't know all because we can't see all, but we know that God knows all and He sees all, and He doesn't want any to perish, but all to come to repentance. We can't save the world. That's Jesus' job, and He's already done it. Pray that others will open their eyes to receive it. And remember, what's your job and not your job?